Hello and welcome to the Locked On Raptors Andrea Bargnani Memorial Trivia Tournament. I am your host, Sean Woodley, and I'm so pleased to have you with us for the beginning of the Sweet 16. We've got a whole bunch of contestants ready to go today. We've got 16 people through to the Sweet 16, of course. That's what the number's for. And we're starting things out today. So just a refresher on how this all works. I know it's been a while since I did one because I'm a lazy ass, and the Raptors also had a crazy schedule. There are 7 questions in honor of our dearly departed pasta and sauce salesman, Andrea Bargnani. At the end of 7 questions, the contestant with the most points will be declared the winner and will advance to the round of 8 to take on, I'm not sure who the winner, take on somebody. I'm not very prepared for this. Anyway, the final question is the battle round. There's a multi-answer question in which you guys will alternate back and forth until every available answer has been guessed or one of you gets 3 strikes. And without further ado, let's meet our contestants for the opening matchup of the Sweet 16 on the Mike James side of the bracket. This is where we're at, right? Yes, it is. The 5 seed in the Mike James bracket. He defeated Jorge Jarbajosa in the first round from The Score. It's Joe Wolfond. How's it going, buddy?
It's going well, man. What's going on?
Not much. And up against Joe today, the 13 seed in the Mike James region, defeated Andrew Joe Potter to nix any hopes of a Score matchup in the second round. It's our friend Charles. How's it going, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm ready for this. This should be good. Again, buzz in with your first names. That's pretty much all you got to know. And get the questions right, and you will get points, and you will move on. The winner of you guys is going to take on, I have the bracket in front of me now, the winner of Darmin Nayak and John Chick. So there's still hope for a Score matchup with Joe and John, if Joe can pull this out. But I don't know. The low seeds have really dominated this tournament so far, so I don't know who the money should be on for this matchup. So let's just get to it now. 7 questions. First question goes like this. Rafer Alston played 2 stints with the Toronto Raptors. How did the Raptors acquire him to begin his first stint with the team?
Oh, damn it.
This is the sound I like my questions to elicit.
Charles.
Charles.
Can I say they traded for him as an answer?
You could
be more detailed than that.
You could say that, but that would be incorrect.
Okay.
Joe, you have a chance to steal a point.
Did they claim him off the waiver wire?
They did not. So this was the 2002-03 season. They signed Rafer Alston to a 10-day contract, which he ended up turning into a deal for the rest of the season. He averaged 7.8 points, 2.3 rebounds, 4.1 assists on a career-high 39% from deep in 2.8 attempts a game over 47 games. And started 4 games that year as well. Not the best season for the Raptors, but it began the Rafer Alston era of sorts. Of course, he came back later on for the 04-05 season. So no points at all for either of you guys so far. I got a disaster here. I don't have anything prepared. Joe, I gotta get this my little makeshift scoreboard going here. Joe, Charles, blah, blah, blah. All right. 0 points after round 1, and we move on. Sorry, this is very makeshift and haphazard. All right, next one, right here. Question number 2. Who was the Raptors' first round pick in 2010?
Joe. Was it Ed Davis?
It was Ed Davis, who was selected 13th overall by the Raptors. So congrats, Joe. You get the point for that one. You move up 1-0. Not much to add. Ed Davis is a boss. That's his nickname, and he's been really good for Portland this season, and I hope he gets fucking paid this summer.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to question number 3. This is going to be an audio question. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a clip. You have to tell me what Raptor or former Raptor is involved in this clip and what the clip is, sort of the context of the clip. Just do your best to explain it, I guess. That's pretty much all I can ask for. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Charles.
It was Landry Fields on like one of those karaoke shows where you have to pretend to be a celebrity singer.
That's close enough. I'm going to give you the point. It was Landry Fields. The show is called Sing Your Face Off. Okay. It was a show in which, yeah, the celebrities dressed up as other artists and performed their songs. And it is awesome. I can't believe it only had one season. Landry Fields also did Nicki Minaj, Starships. He did Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. He did I Know You Want Me by Pitbull. He owned that show, as did John Lovitz, who was probably the best of all of them. But, yeah, Singer Face Off, please bring it back, whatever network had it, because it was really good and fun. The only worthy or noble singing show, in my opinion. So that's 1-1 now. Charles, you got the point for that one. Congrats. We're going to go on to question number 4. A good matchup brewing here. All right, next one here. Question 4. 23 players have played between 1 and 5 total games in a Raptors uniform. Who holds the highest points per game average among those players?
Charles. Is it Peja?
It is Peja Stojakovic. Wow. He averaged 10 points a game even in 2 games. Until Nigel Hayes came around, he was the all-time leader in three-point percentage for the Raptors, but Hayes now holds that probably forever. And if you look across, like, win shares per 48, PER, obviously all small sample stuff, but Peja Stojakovic, by some of those advanced metrics, is the best Raptor of all time. I believe I wrote about this during December. It's a really weird thing. He was really good for 2 games, got hurt, and then we never saw him again. All right, moving on. Charles, you're up 2-1 through 4 questions. Got to say, you guys are doing a much better job answering these questions than most people have so far. So I don't know if these are just easier than they have been in the past, but I'm pretty impressed so far. All right, this one here is a new format of question, and you guys are both going to get a chance to give an answer here. But because Charles is ahead 2-1, Charles, you get to choose if you want to go first or second to provide your answer. So I'll read the question, then you can defer or make a guess. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, this category of question is called 1 of 218. Of course, there have been 218 Raptors to have suited up in the uniform all time. Here's the question. Where does Bismack Biyombo rank among the Raptors' 218 all-time players in total points scored? Closest to it wins. No Price is Right rules, just closest to it wins.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Total points scored, I'll say, give me an even 100.
Okay. Joe?
I guess I'll go 101.
That is incorrect. Charles, you were closest. He's 81st, which is kind of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. 454 points. Yeah, I agree. He's 454 career points, one spot ahead of Juan Dixon, who had 441. And somehow one spot behind Jelani McCoy, who, yes, Jelani McCoy is in the top 80 of all-time Raptors scorers somehow with 457 points. So Charles, moving up with a 3-1 lead after 5 questions. Joe, don't fret. There's still lots of time to catch up with the battle round. And also one more question before we get there. And all right, let's pull up this next question. Question number 6. The Raptors have finished with what record a total of 3 times, more than any other finishing record in team history?
Joe. Is it 42 and 40?
42 and 40 is incorrect. Charles, you have a chance to steal. The most common finishing record in Raptors history. Done 3 times.
Oh, sorry, I had my mic muted. Yeah, 30 and 52.
Sorry, you say 30 and 52?
Yeah.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer is 33 and 49. They finished with that record in 03 and 04, and then also 04, 05, and then again in 2008, 09, the Jermaine O'Neal season. That's the Jermaine O'Neal season, right? Yes, it is. So no one gets points there. After 6 questions, we're going into the battle round with Charles leading 3-1, and you'll get to go first for the battle round as well, Charles. This is the question. And remember, you guys go back and forth. 3 strikes, you're out. And you just go to there's no more answers left, or you both have 3 strikes, and we'll get to tiebreaker protocols if we need to. All right, here's the question. There are 10 available answers for this question. Name the top 10 Raptors in career 3-point makes with the team. Charles, you first.
Lowry.
Kyle Lowry is correct. He is first with 1,049. Joe, over to you.
Del Curry.
Del Curry is incorrect.
Oh.
That is a strike for Joe. Charles, you have a commanding 4-1 lead overall now.
I'll say Mo Pete.
Morris Peterson is correct. He's second all-time with 801.
Jeez.
All right, Joe, you got to start getting some here. Back over to you.
All right. Let's go with Andrea Bargnani.
Andrea Bargnani is correct. He is fourth with 579. So that's a point for you, Joe. Charles, back over to you. You have no strikes.
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter is correct. Vince Carter is fifth with 554. So no strikes for you still. One strike for Joe. Joe, it's back over to you.
Thinking Vashawn Leonard.
Vashawn Leonard is incorrect. That is your second strike. I believe, I don't have the list up right now. I think he's like 12th or something. He's pretty close. So it's back over to you, Charles. You have a commanding 6-2 lead overall. You can't quite clinch it yet, but you can get close.
Give me Jose. He's got to be there.
Jose Calderon is correct. He is sixth? Yes, sixth. That's the number I'm looking at. With 456 career made threes. This is getting dire for you, Joe. I'm not sure if you need to get this correct, but I think you need to get this correct. Well, you do. You have two strikes, so yes, you do.
I will go with Anthony Parker.
Anthony Parker is just barely correct. He's the number 10 with 342 career makes. So that's a point for you. It's 4-2 in the battle round. 7-3 overall. Charles, you got a chance to, I think, put it away here.
Anthony Parker was the last one I could think of, so I'm just going to put random guesses. And Alvin Williams, he played a while.
Alvin Williams is incorrect. That's your first strike. Joe, back over to you. Joe, if you can get the remaining four without Charles getting any, we will have a tie.
All right. Jason Capono.
Jason Capono is incorrect. Joe, that is your third strike. Charles, congratulations. You are moving on to the next round. Would you like to dunk on Joe a little bit?
I'm having trouble thinking of any. I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty drawing a blank right now. I got nothing.
All right, so I'll just read off the answers then if you guys don't have any more. We'll start back from the rear. Number 10 was Anthony Parker. 9, Patrick Patterson. 8, Damon Stoudemire with 374. 7 was Doug Christie with 431. 6 was Calderon. 5, Vince Carter. To the other one, Andrea Bargnani, last fourth. 3rd, Terrence Ross. Very offended none of you guys got Terrence Ross. 598 in third. Morris Peterson, 801. And then Kyle Lowry at 1049. Pretty disappointed in your performance here, Joe, I got to say.
Yeah. Sliding, man. I don't know what to say.
That's all right. So final score of 7-3. Charles, you're moving on to the Elite Eight. Congratulations.
Thank
you. Joe, what do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know what to say, man. It was, it was a disappointing performance, but that's how it goes, man. Peaks and valleys, and I lost to a better opponent today, so got to give it up.
Charles, you have kind of rolled through this thing so far. You might have had the easiest time. I mean, you've only played two. You're the only one who's played two matchups, but I think you dispatched Evander Joe pretty easily as well in the first round. So, congratulations. You're going to move on. Dharma Nayak and John Chick are going to come up later in this episode, and we'll find out who you're going to play. But do you have anything to say to rub it into Joe?
I feel like I'm just setting myself up for failure by doing too well early. I'm peaking early.
I mean, fair. I do, in fairness, I think a lot of the people I would have said would be favorites in this have kind of fallen out, so it feels very wide open. I have no idea who I would peg as the favorite right now, because I thought Joe would be right there. We'll lose out. Joey Cash is out. There's some pretty big names that have fallen so far, but you have proven yourself to be yourself a very big name in this tournament to be watched out for, even as a 13 seed, even though the seeding was definitely unfair and the committee was stupid. Congrats. We're going to see you in the Elite Eight, hopefully not 2 months from now, hopefully sooner than that. But if not, hey, I tried. Joe, Thanks for coming on, buddy. Charles, thanks for kicking Joe's ass and making this entertaining. And we will come back in just a second with the second matchup of the Sweet 16. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Raptors Andrea Bargnani Memorial Trivia Tournament. We've got one matchup of the Sweet 16 in the books. Congrats to Charles for moving on, beating Joe Wolfond over in the Mike James region. We're here now with our first matchup over in the Andrea Bargnani region in the Sweet 16. So I'll introduce our contestants now. The one seed in the Andrea Bargnani region, I think probably the preeminent favorite in this tournament now that William Liu lost in the first round, completely breezed through his first round matchup against Dennis Reynolds. From TSN, it's Josh Lewenberg. How's it going, man?
Hello, Sean. Happy to be representing the great Andrea Bargnani here with you.
This entire tournament is done in his name, so I very much respect the commitment you have to honoring our pasta and sauce boy. On the other side of things, probably our biggest upset from the first round, even though he's technically an 8 seed, the seeding is totally messed up in this thing. From the Clippers SB Nation site, and Locked On Clippers at least for a little bit longer, until he moves on to bigger and better things, that's Lucas Hand. How's it going, buddy?
It's good. I'm surprised to be here. You know, it's an honor just to make it to the second round. Congrats to Josh on the second round bye.
I feel like I'm being hustled here, like, set up, right?
No.
When I don't ring in for a single question, then you won't feel hustled anymore.
Honestly, Lucas's win in the first round was some miraculous shit. Mitch Robson, just, he's a young lad who I guess doesn't have much experience in their older Raptors teams, and Lucas somehow got like a CBA-related question and a Marcus Camby question that he ended up getting right as well. So a miraculous Slumdog Millionaire-like make it through the first round, but I don't think it's going to last. But hey, this is why we play the game. We will see how it all goes here. As you guys know, 7 questions. The last question is going to be a multi-answer question where you go back and forth. That's called the battle round. Most of the questions are worth 1 point. Sometimes there will be a bonus point mixed in here or there where I'll ask you for if you get the correct answer, you can get a bonus point. I'll specify that before the question. And that'll be about it. Any questions before we start? You buzz in with your first names. Anything else that you guys are unclear on?
No.
All good.
All right, let's do it. Question number 1. Rafer Alston played 2 stints with the Toronto Raptors. How did the Raptors acquire him to begin his first stint with the team?
Josh. I want to say 10-day.
It was a 10-day contract. Congrats, Josh. Coming out hot with a very quick and correct response. The 2002-03 season, he signed a 10-day, turned it into a rest-of-season deal, played 47 games, started 4, averaged 8-2-4 on 39% from deep. Not a bad little season for Rafer Alston. And then, of course, he went on. Skipped to Malou, of course. He went on to play with the Raptors again in 04-05. So 1-0 for Josh out of the gate. That is the least surprising thing I've ever seen. And we move on to question number 2. Which one do I want to use here? All right, here we go. 2 players who have played for the Raptors have gone on to make the Hall of Fame. Who are they?
Josh. Tracy McGrady and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Tracy McGrady and Hakeem Olajuwon is the correct response. Of course, Hakeem played that one just glorious season with the Raptors when he was just a broken, withered, old down piece of meat.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was not the best season.
I didn't know his team was over there.
Yeah. What was it, 01-02? Was that the season? Josh, you might know this better than me.
The year after they lost in the second round, so yeah. That would have been, 01-02.
Right, yeah, okay. And it was the most...
The Detroit year, Vince got hurt.
Yes.
That's your guys' version of Dominique Wilkins playing for the Clippers.
Dominique Wilkins played for the Clippers?
Yeah.
All right, then. Yeah, Hakeem's one season in Toronto was his last season in the league. 7.1 points, 6 boards, 1 assist. Not the best season for Hakeem. Just played 22 minutes a game, but not exactly prime Olajuwon there. Either way, it's 2-0 Josh through 2 questions. We're going to move on to question number 3, and it goes like this. What is the name of the singing contest game show Landry Fields competed on while he was still with the Raptors? And for a bonus point, name one of the songs he performed.
Josh.
Josh.
Oh, man. Oh shit! I think it was like Sing Your Face Off, wasn't it?
Sing Your Face Off is correct.
Oh my god!
For a bonus point, can you name one of the songs he performed?
He sang a Lionel Richie song. I guess you need the name.
Yeah, ideally.
No, I don't remember.
It was "Dancing on the Ceiling" by Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
You could have gone with "I Know You Want Me" by Pitbull, "Starships" by Nicki Minaj, "Hero" by Enrique Iglesias, "Can't Touch This" by MC Hammer. Just watch the Enrique Iglesias video. It's really, really good.
He did a whole set.
Yeah. They kept the same five people, and it was like over 5 or 6 weeks where they did it, and you had to dress up as the artist you were performing as. And Landry Fields was so good at it. John Lovitz did a couple. He dressed up as Benny and the Jets as Elton John. He did Rebel Yell as Billy Idol. He did some Pavarotti song as Pavarotti. It was excellent. The only good singing TV show, in my estimation at least. So it's 3-0. Sorry, yeah, 3-0. You didn't get the bonus point there for Josh. We're going to move on to question number 4. And the question goes like... let's find one here. It goes like this. Who was the Raptors' first round pick in 2010?
Oh, I'm bad with years. 2010. Josh.
Josh.
That was the year after DeMar, so it would be Ed Davis?
Ed Davis is correct. He was a 13th overall pick that season, of course. Was involved in the Rudy Gay trade later on and is now owning shit for the Portland Trailblazers this season and should get paid a lot of money.
Awesome.
I think this is the most correct questions anyone's gotten in a row so far, Josh. So you're living up to your one seed status. Lucas, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll let you know when I have something.
All right. So moving on to question number 5. Here we go. How many different players have the Raptors sent to an All-Star game?
Josh. Has, like, played in the All-Star game or All-Star weekend?
All-Star game.
Vince, Antonio Davis, Bosch, DeMar, Lowry is 5.
That's your answer?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that is correct. The Raptors have sent 5 players to the All-Star game. That was an easy one. I feel bad that I gave that one just on a platter to Josh, but hey, I don't pick the order of the questions in which I read them. I just make the questions and read them off a page. So it's 5-0 through 5 questions. Still, it's not over because, of course, the 7th question is the battle round question in which Lucas can make up a whole lot of ground if he really wants to. I believe in you, Lucas. Let's move on to question number 6. The Raptors have finished with seasons with win totals in the 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s at various times throughout their history. What milestone win total have they hit the most? We're just going by like the on the 10 or whatever, if that makes sense.
Josh?
Yes.
40s?
That is correct. They have won in the 40s 8 different times. The next highest is the 20s, which they've done, I think, 6 times. And then they very rarely won in the 30s, which is strange, like 4 or 5 times. But that is correct. Josh, absolutely the first ever sweep through the first 6 questions. This is some impressive shit right here. So 6-0 going into the batter round question. You guys ready for the final question here? Lucas, you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the line.
The fact that you made it this far is you're the UMBC of this tournament. People will always remember your upset in the first round, so you shouldn't.
Yeah, this is how I thought the first round was going to go, but I'm okay with the second round going like this because I already won once.
That's fair.
So I'm fine.
That's a good attitude to have. All right, let's get to the final question here, the multi-answer question. There's 10 available answers here. You guys will go back and forth. Josh should go first because you, of course, are leading 6-0. Name the Raptors' top 10 leaders in career three-point makes with the team. Josh, you first.
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry is correct. He's number 1 with 1,049. Lucas, over to you.
Bargnani.
Bargnani is correct. He is 4th with 579.
Morris Peterson.
Morris Peterson's correct. He's number two with 801. Lucas, back over to you.
Vince?
Vince Carter's correct. He's fifth with 554 makes. 2-2. Josh, back to you.
Jose!
Jose Calderon is correct. He's sixth with 456 makes. Lucas, back over to you. It's 3-2.
Terrence Ross.
Terrence Ross. You're goddamn right, Terrence Ross. He's third with 598 makes. Never forget that Terrence Ross is third in three-point makes in Raptors history.
And he probably gets the brownie points for that one, too, with you, right?
Yeah, he actually gets 10 points for that. So
I know Terrence made, like, 9 in one game against the Clippers, so I figured he had to be up there.
He certainly did make 9. That was actually a trivia question, I think, at one point. How many threes did he make against the Clippers? So it's a shame you weren't around for that one. it's 3-3. There are four guys left on this list for you guys to guess. And Josh, it's over to you. You've already clinched the victory, but Lucas can still play for pride here.
Anthony Parker?
Anthony Parker's correct. He's 10th with 342 makes. Lucas, back over to you.
All right, random names from Raptors history. Damon Stoudemire.
Damon Stoudemire is correct. He is 7th with 374 makes. So two guys left. And Josh, it's back over to you.
Is Mr. Jackie Christie on there?
yes, Doug Christie's on the list. He is 7th with 431 makes. There is one guy left. Pretty impressed you guys have gotten all of these so far with no strikes, gotta say. The last crew did not do so well. Lucas, you have a chance to round it out with 5 points.
Is DeMar there?
DeMar DeRozan is not on the list. I think he's like 13th or something right now.
Oh, man.
He's on his way.
Yeah, he can't shoot, but he's been there so long.
Yeah. Josh, back over to you. You can seal this up with the final correct answer.
I don't know that I have this one, so... Washington shoot enough threes. I don't think Donyell Marshall was here long enough.
He did it in one game, actually. Got into the top 10.
yeah. I don't think Dell was here long enough. I guess you can't tell us where they rank on this list. I haven't been paying attention.
So they're ninth. Ninth.
Fine.
You've already won, so I don't really need to hold back.
What about Jalen Rose?
It was not Jalen Rose. Do you want to make another guess, or would you like to give me the answer?
The Wizard, Walt Williams.
Also incorrect.
Ooh, is it Tracy Murray?
Not Tracy Murray. That's your third strike. Or might have been your fourth strike at this point. I don't know. I haven't been keeping
yeah,
track.
Yeah, who knows? Who's here long enough to do it?
Patrick Patterson.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Patrick Patterson with 351 makes is ninth all time.
I just remember all the misses.
Yeah, and like the travels and the attempt that didn't even happen, you know?
Every time he checks into a game for the Thunder, I'm like, remember that he exists.
How many of those makes came in the fourth quarter?
I don't have that available to me right now. Probably not many. A lot of them, most of them came in like November, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He was real good at the start of seasons. I remember, I think it was the start of the 14-15 season. He was like 50% through 3 months and then completely took a tailspin and ended up right around 36%. So that's classic Patrick Patterson. Either way, Josh, a convincing dominant performance for you. An 11-4 victory. Lucas's score, let's be honest, got beefed up by the battle round question. But hey, congrats to Lucas for at least hanging in tough and not giving up entirely.
Points. I'm Kyle Lowry in the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know what that makes Josh. I guess that makes Josh the Wizards or something. Josh is getting past the second round, so no, he's not the Wizards.
I'm Kyle Lowry in the 2018 playoffs.
Damn right.
11 points.
So Josh, you're moving on to the quarterfinals. You're going to be taking on the winner of the 12-seeded Dave Sorrell and the 13-seeded Jake Goldsby. That'll be hopefully not 2 months from now. Hopefully it'll be a little sooner than that.
Yeah.
Get a little downtime between some playoff games and we can record one of these bad boys. Lucas, a very spirited effort from you. Congrats on your one tournament win. I mean, that's more than most people in this tournament can claim, or at least half the people in this tournament can claim. What do you have to say in defeat?
You know, I just hope that next year you bring on another non-Raptors media member in the Lucas Hand Memorial bracket auto bid.
The Lucas Hand Memorial 16 seed, because that's absolutely what you should have been.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. It's an automatic bid. It's like,
Yeah, it's like the Big Sky Conference getting a
bid. Yeah, sure, we can call it the Lucas Hand Memorial Big Sky auto bid.
Josh, congratulations. Anything to say for your performance today? It was pretty convincing.
Like Andrea Bargnani, I haven't worried about my shot since I was 6 years old. Also the best quote that he's given us in all those painful years with the Raptors.
Yeah, I don't really remember a single Andrea Bargnani quote aside from him saying primo pasta and sauce. That's the only time I can recall him speaking.
He had some gems. After he was supposedly misquoted in his native language, he explained the whole thing to us and told us that he had a pretty good answer to a pretty stupid question, he thought.
Oh, well, I'll have to dig up the archives for that to dive in. Did you write a piece about this? Can we find it anywhere?
I didn't, but the was. Ryan Wolstadt just put together, it was like a March Madness tournament bracket of the best quotes. The best quote players in Raptors history. So that brought back some Andrea memories.
Oh, nice. Color me shocked that the Waz would get in on the bracket content game. Not at all surprising from him. Josh, anything that you have written that you want to plug at all?
Well, the last thing that I wrote is on this what is the biggest three-game stretch of the season for the Raptors, and so far not so good.
Yeah, a little disappointing, to say the least, I guess you could say. Lucas, anything from you that you would like to plug?
Yeah, on my website, clipsnation.com. For like the next week, check me out at Locked On Clippers. and yeah, I mean, that's my deal.
All right, at Lucas J. Han on Twitter?
Yep.
All right, there and it then, is. At JLu1050 for Josh. Thanks so much, guys. Josh, we'll talk to you in the quarterfinals. And we'll be back in just a second with our third matchup of the day.
Hey, it's me. So as it turns out, it's very hard to organize the schedules of 16 people, and that's kind of been one of the troubles with getting this tournament finished. And sort of the same sort of thing happened today. A couple recordings were set up, a serious ankle injury for one person, had them in the ER. Just another weird scheduling thing kind of nicks another one of our recordings that was scheduled. So these are only two matchups you're going to get today. We'll get the rest of the Sweet 16 recorded in the next couple weeks, ideally. There's some downtimes between playoff games, of course, so we can hopefully kind of get some recorded during the playoffs. And apologies, this is taking so long, but these will be the only two matchups you hear today. We'll be back again later in the week, hopefully with a couple more matchups, maybe even three or four, and we can try to flesh this thing out and get the trivia tournament underway and finished up before the playoffs are over, I guess. That's kind of the idea. So yeah, sorry about that, but I hope you enjoy today's show. We're back again on Wednesday with another episode of the regular podcast. We'll do a recap of the Raptors-Celtics game. That should be interesting. I might actually have another podcast coming later today, teeing up the Cavs game and just sort of the importance of these two games, but not sure just yet. It's going to be tight for time. So if it's in your feed, then great. If not, apologies about that. But we'll be back again on Wednesday night after the game. I'm going to record one right after from the ACC after the game against the Celtics on Wednesday. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time on Locked On Raptors.